Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. We were supposed to do this last night, but baby duty called and we weren't able to do it. So Amy McCracken and I had to take a time out.
We did.
So we
just are, a short one. Come on, guys. Give us some slack.
Yes. And we're going to be talking about the episode Pinewood that actually aired this past Monday. Today's Thursday. So we're a couple of days behind, but we're all caught up after this. We're good to go. So we had an explosive recap and episode last week, which we talked about. This one, I feel, was probably just as explosive.
I agree. I mean, there's some things that I wish we would have seen.
Okay.
But, I can rate it right now. I already know what I like.
Oh, so what problems did you have with this?
We didn't get no penguin.
Oh, gosh.
They can't just leave us that he's back. Spiky hair and everything, and
yes,
then boom.
They can, because you have to see what's going on with everybody else.
Well, I don't really care.
Wow, so you didn't really like this episode as much as...
No, I really liked this episode.
No,
I really did.
No, I know you're going to tell the truth when we get off.
No, that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
All right. Well, let's just see what happens. Well, you know, I'm just going to ask you. So what did you give it?
I gave it a 10.
See, you don't... But see...
I love the episode. It would have got like a 10.
Yeah.
Plus.
Me and the Gothamites, we can tell because the last recap we did, you were excited when you said the 10. And then here you're like, a 10.
Well, look, Mike, we had a stressful day so far.
You have. I have.
I'm a little sad. My heart hurts.
Oh, because Prince.
Yes.
I know. It's all over the internet. Prince passed away today.
So I'm sorry I'm not my cheerful, woohoo, 10 self.
You should be.
Okay, woohoo, 10!
Because we're talking about Gotham here. It's not Gotham's fault that Prince passed away. So don't be hating on Gotham.
I think he would like Gotham if he didn't watch it already.
All right, let's just talk about the show. Pinewood. This episode just explosively starts off with Barbara being at the door of Gordon's apartment.
Yes, and he turns her away.
You know what?
I was surprised. I was actually surprised by that.
I think Gordon was being a douchebag in this episode towards her. You know?
Yeah, I do too.
I think that he should cut her some slack. And I know I wrote my review in Good Shows in the iPhone app. And I know that some people, because, you know, yes, she did try to kill Lee and him. You know.
I mean,
but
who cares?
She was in a bad place, though. You know, and I don't know. I think that she was really trying to help him out. And she does pull an awesome plan, you know. So, I mean, if it wouldn't have been for her, they wouldn't have gotten the name. I mean, yes, Gordon had to get tied up and almost killed again. But still, I think, you know, Barbara definitely came through.
Did you think she was faking? Like, be honest.
No.
Did you think she was faking?
No. I figured, I believe her when she went to his apartment and talked to him. I believe that speech that she gives him, you know, when he asks, why are you helping me? And she says, because I was there when you got the Wayne case. Bam!
That hit you right in the feels.
It did. I've been told, I was like, oh, my balls hurt. That was good, Barbara. But yes, and that was a moment. I mean, that was big. And then... just how it all plays off. And then douchebag Gordon just gets a call, which I get it. Bruce and them have been locked up in jail. But he just leaves Barbara there standing in the street. You know? And then where does she go? Oh, my God, my girlfriend.
She goes to your Tabitha, which was – I think that might have been – I really like that scene. I hate Tabitha, but I think Butch played that scene very well, like when she leaned over and kissed her.
And Butch was like,
okay. Typical man.
Yeah, that's just a beautiful scene right there, Tabitha and Barbara. Now, Barbara is over there, and we don't see her awake. She's sleeping. And Tabitha is excited. Anne has said that she's come home. Do you think that is going to change? Do you think Barbara's going to wake up and go, and guys, I'm a different person. We can't be doing this. Or do you think that Barbara is that spark to Tabitha and Butch to, like, it's time to take over the city. Gordon's not going to, you know, I can't change. What do you think? You think that, you know, is she going to be sticking with it?
I think, yeah. I mean, Gordon, if he wanted her to be the old Barbara again, then he should have gave her at least a little bit more respect.
Right.
So, yeah, she's going to people that actually respect her. And so, I think, you know, Tabitha and them are going to be like, okay, now we got the crazy bitch back.
So do you think she's going to go crazy?
No, I don't think she's going to go crazy.
I mean, look at Penguin. I mean, it wasn't some big catastrophic thing. I mean, yes, it kind of donged on him that they killed his dad and then the dog.
Barbara was already crazy.
So you don't think that? So you think when she was in Arkham, she really didn't get any? She just got a Band-Aid over her sickness.
Yeah, I think she was. She's already mentally unstable. Even when, you know, the very first episode.
So if you're saying that, then you're thinking she's going to go crazy when she wakes up.
Yeah.
See, you're not making any sense today.
I'm sorry.
That's why I don't believe that you gave it a 10.
I'm just saying. I really liked the claw.
Oh, you're talking about Karen.
What is her name?
Karen Jennings.
Yes.
The claw was dope.
I love the actress. She's in one of my favorite shows.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and I was trying to think of her name. Her name's Maggie in the other show. Is Saving Hope.
Okay.
But yeah, I love that. I love that how Bruce's dad is the reason behind all of this.
It started off like that, and then once, you know, Thomas found out that it was going in a bad direction, that's when he tried to stop everything. And of course, we find out Hugo Strange is the philosopher.
Yeah. Now, did you see that one coming?
Not really. You know, I was kind of like, yeah, I wasn't really, you know, because I had seen the commercial for this episode, so I was interested in the claw, but then I knew Galavan was coming. So that's what I was like. You know, so the Hugo Strange philosopher thing, I was like, okay, who cares? Where's Galavan? You know, because I knew that shit was going to hit the fan.
Okay, you're right. You see, you brought that up. I give it a 9.
See? I knew it.
Because I totally forgot.
And as soon as
Galavan showed up, I think I blocked that out.
And watch, by the time we keep talking, you'll be like, you know what? I give it an 8.
No, we're going to stay with 9.
Yeah, that's what you said about the 10. Yeah. But no, I call her Jenny Claw, because she was just bad at when she sliced that dude's throat. I was like, oh
yeah, that was creepy. But you know, one thing I do have a kind of a problem with.
Go ahead.
Is Bruce knowing who killed his father? Who killed his father and his mother?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, are you saying that, you know, this whole time it's been a mystery who killed the Waynes, and then all of a sudden now it's out in the open that Hugo Strange.
Yeah, because, you know, in the movies, we don't find out. He never finds out.
So you're pretty bummed about that.
I a little am.
So 8? 8?
No, it's still a 9.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. It just this episode just ruined your childhood of all the movies, and you're going to still stick with a 9?
Well, at least Superman didn't show up and be like.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's the picture that we're getting, that it's so obvious now, like, this is who killed the Waynes. I don't know. I think that's a big reveal for me. So I would hope that there's going to be a bigger payoff, a bigger dun-dun-dun. And it wasn't that easy to go, oh, Hugo Strange is the one that hired matches to kill the Waynes.
Yeah, I hope it's not that easy, because then what's Bruce's purpose?
I don't think it's going to be that easy. I think it's going to be like, it's a misunderstanding. I wasn't trying to do that or whatever. I think it's going to be, that's what I think.
Was that your accent for him?
Yeah, that was my Hugo Strange.
It was good. It was good.
I've been practicing. Good. And speaking of Hugo Strange, he does crush my dreams, because I was a fan of Jenny Claus. Or a.k.a. Jenny Claw, because she only has one. Dude goes and gets freaking Mr. Sub-Zero, Mr. Freeze. I didn't think that Miss Jenny Claw was going to go out like that.
I didn't either. I thought she was going to be like, oh, okay, she goes away and, you know, she's going to live in the basement of Maine Winners, you know.
See, I didn't go there. I thought she was going to at least take a slash at him, you know, and cut a pipe or cut him, and then he was going to freeze her. But she just went up there. I guess she thought, don't worry, they're just going to take me and you'll be safe. And little did she know, Mr. Freeze was sent there to kill her.
I know. Bruce is messed up.
Bruce is not happy.
So what do you like Mr. Freeze?
No, I don't. You know what? I think he's cool. I think he's a cool character.
I don't feel like, you know how the Joker, who everybody's like, he's not the Joker, whatever. He was the Joker. And Penguin and the Riddler. I mean, I like those characters. I want to see those characters around.
Right.
Mr. Freeze, I don't care about.
Really?
Yeah. It's like when he's on the screen, I'm not like, yay.
I mean, he's cool. I mean, I think he's cool, but he's not one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not disappointed of how he is. You know, because, you know, I did like his character before he became that because he was trying to save his wife. And I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just, you know, he's just, I think he just wasn't likable for me in this episode because he's just pissed off that he's locked in a freezer the entire time. So now that, I like his weapons. I like, you know, I like
his ice bombs.
Yeah. What he does and how the show makes his weapons come, you know, and the ice and the grenades and everything else. Really cool. You know, I just think that we haven't had Mr. Freeze in a minute. And then he comes out, and I'm like, yeah, no, you bastard. You killed Jenny Claw. So now I don't like him anymore. But yeah. But at the end, Galavan.
God.
Now, did you see Galavan coming? Because I knew he was coming.
Yeah, I knew he was coming, too, because you told me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Or did I say in the... I can't remember.
Yeah, you were like, oh, they're going to bring him back to life. You were probably joking.
Oh, no, that was back then. Yeah. I did say that.
Because I was happy as could be that he was dead.
And I was like, yeah, they're probably going to save him. And you're like, whatever, they're not going to be able to bring him back over at the Arkham or wherever he's at.
It's one of those actors I hate every role he's in.
He's good at playing evil.
I know, and that's why I hate him.
Yeah, so he's back, and it seems like he's bigger and stronger and more pissed off. And it seems that this next week's episode, he plays Israel. I don't know if he's some type of – if he's pulling that from the monks of, you know, of that side. Remember when mm-hmm. the came?
Yeah.
But now he looks like a freak. He's wielding a sword. He looks like Iron Man with a sword.
And he's strong. He's, like, really strong now.
Yes. So he seems like one of the strongest – bad guys we have in Gotham. That's what it seems to me.
And it was just not the power, like his name power and his money power. He's actually got strength now.
Yeah. So I don't know how this is going to play off because when I started seeing him toss people around, I'm like, okay, I've seen that a little bit in Gotham. But then the commercial, he's like doing shit. And I was like, okay, how are we going to stop this guy? How are we going to stop him? Because it's, you know, I mean, everybody else is normal. And Batman is not around right now. He's still a kid.
Mr. Freeze is going to freeze him. And then I'm going to be like, oh, I like you, Mr. Freeze.
No, that's not going to happen. Galavan is going on a rampage next week. It's going to be insane. With a sword and all, Iron Man style.
When does Iron Man have a sword?
But no, he looks like Iron Man, and then he has sword like from Game of Thrones.
Okay, because I didn't see the preview.
Oh, you didn't see the preview?
No.
Oh, dude, he's got a cape. He's jumping around. He's got a sword. He's fighting. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Galavan is going to be whooping people's asses Monday. So you know, I'm excited. That's why.
Is this the season finale?
I don't think so. No, I think there's like two more episodes, I believe.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think there's two more episodes. Yeah, I think there is, because when I was looking it up and doing some little notes. Yeah, so we have two more episodes. Because I think I even wrote in my Good Shows review saying that all the episodes have just been getting better and better and better. And every episode, you're just like, yay! I'm wondering how the season finale is going to be.
Oh, they're going to kill us.
Will someone die?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God. What if it's Barbara?
Who knows, man? I'm starting to like Barbara a lot.
Or Tabitha. Because, you know, they're not going to go by most of the books or the novel, the comic books or stuff like that.
I don't know. And I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about Barbara.
Alfred.
And who?
What if it's Alfred?
It can't be Alfred.
But what if it is?
It cannot be Alfred because he raises Bruce Wayne. Where's your mind at?
But that's what I just said. They're not going by the movies or the
comic book. They cannot kill Alfred.
But what if they do, Mike?
They won't. You can't. He's the legal guardian of Bruce Wayne.
They better not.
Where is your head at today?
It's here. I'm just thinking. What if they do?
Well, don't think out loud. It's embarrassing. People are going to email me and be like, who is she?
Okay.
All right, Amy. Can we just go now?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Embarrassment.
Still, I give it a 9. I give it a 9.
Yeah, whatever. True 8 from Amy. I give this episode, I give it a 10. It was really, really good. And then the ending, ooh, and then Barbara performance. But Barbara
That's
took
just because you like Gavin.
No, I just like how he just stirs up the pot is what I like. I don't personally like him. He's not one of my favorite characters because he's just a douche. But he does stir the pot for everybody. You know, and when he was alive, he was a sneaky little bastard.
I thought they were bringing Fish back.
Rumor has it she is. I've seen her in a glass jar over there. She's coming back too.
Maybe she'll come back and kill him.
Oh gosh, you don't even like her either.
I'll take her.
Are you giving it a 7 now? Are you giving it a 7 now because Fish is coming back?
No, oh, 9.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for us, right?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes, thanks for joining us. If you want to check out Amy and all her goodies, thevro.com, that's her main blog for her. And then if you want to check out any of the social media things for Variety Radio Online, all you have to do is search Variety Radio Online and you can find it. It'll pop up.
Yep.
Plus it's on the site as well. And if you want to follow Amy on Good Shows, she's Variety Radio Online on Good Shows. She actually went on there and wrote her first movie review, which is shocking. Or no, TV review.
It was a TV.
Yeah, she's bragging and she's been telling everybody, screaming at the top of the mountain for that show. What's it called?
It is called...
You forgot.
Game of Silence. Game of Silence.
On NBC.
Comes on tonight.
Oh, now, hold on. If you want to talk about good shows, just remember The Blacklist comes on first, then your little punk-ass show.
Yes, The Blacklist does come on first, so watch The Blacklist.
So good.
And then stay and watch Game of Silence.
All right. I think we're done. For me, if you want to check out my blog, check out iwatchmike.com. That is mine. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. And I Watch Mike on Facebook. Of course, audioboom.com/channel/ I Watch Mike. Also /Variety Radio Online. You can find some stuff there. And, of course, Good Shows. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. It's available on the Apple App Store. It's for people like us who like TV and movies. And if you're a fan of TV Tag when it was around and Get Glue, jump on it if you can. And then it's absolutely free. Plus, Android. I have some friends who are like, hey, I want to talk shit to you. How come I don't? And I'm like, because you're a loser. No, but really.
Because you have Android.
Yeah, Android. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. Don't worry. So that's it. I think we're done for this recap. Amy gives it an 8. I give it a 10. And we're going ahead and we'll be back next week and talk more. And
Galvin's Thank you.
Galvin's going to whip some ass.
No.
Yes.
Kill him. Dark in the city.
Night is a wire. I told you I'd break you. I will. And I'm hungry like the wolf. You gonna help me or not? Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire. It is a new day. I'm hungry like